temperature, humidity, the wind speed is another thing, as well as the cloud cover. And one thing that really puts that into a great kind of synopsis for and easy for livestock producers to look at it are the cattle heat stress maps put out by USDA. So people can just Google that and get a good forecast for when things are going to be really peaking. And it looks like Tuesday and Wednesday are danger areas for livestock producers.